really seems to work. Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, we've been talking about prayer, and we said prayer is likened unto an intercontinental ballistic missile. And we found 5 points. In fact, we're on the fifth one today. But the first four was that this prayer, you can launch it from any spot at any time, day or night, if it's like a missile. Location and time is not a problem. You could be in prison, you could be on a plane, you could be in bed, it could be midnight, it could be broad daylight. This prayer can be launched from any point at any time. Secondly, it travels silently and it's undetected. I call it the stealth mode. And then thirdly, it travels swiftly at the speed of thought. It is instantaneous. Fourthly, it hits the target every single time. Bullseye. We spoke about those four in the last 2 days. And so we want to look at the fifth point about prayer, what it means to us, how powerful it is, and what it can do in our lives. We need to understand about prayer, understand how God said it's a powerful weapon and a tool for us. And you know, the Bible even says that the fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. So let's continue in the service today and see exactly where this is going.
Now, you may waver because we said, and he says this in Hebrews 6:12, that we inherit the promises through faith and patience. So now I've prayed. Now there's a bit of a wait. Remember, Daniel had to wait 21 days because there was a battle taking place. But the prayer was on its way and it stopped. And he didn't waver. He carried on waiting for the prayer to be answered. You understand? So now you've prayed for something. You don't see it in a week. And we start to waver. And God says, be not weary in well doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. Is that correct? And so we tend to waver in that waiting position. Now, wait doesn't mean sitting doing nothing. Amen. Wait means acting like it's done. Amen. So it hits the target every time. First, we said it can be fired with delayed detonation. In other words, you think about this. Think about this. When the missile lands, it's like a landmine. It's sitting there. They found some after the Second World War a couple of years ago. And they can still blow up. But it was put down there. Well, think about Jesus. 2,000 years ago, he prayed in John 17 that those that hear the ministry of these disciples would give their lives to you and we'd become one and they'd be one in us. That was prayed 2,000 years ago and we're seeing people being saved all the time. So it's being detonated still. So your prayer, don't ever give up on it. Don't ever give up. As I said before, I prayed for my children when they were in the womb, that they marry the right person at the right time that God's chosen for them. Am I doubting they're 16 and 17 now? Am I doubting they go? No. I prayed it. They will marry the right partners. I'm not going to argue with you. Well, look who they're hanging around. I don't care. They will marry the right person. Amen. It's just that simple. Amen. Amen. And next week, we're going to, Brother Dave is going to get up and give some testimonies. He's part of our SWAT team. He heads up our SWAT team. That's a spiritual weapons attack task, a team, that when we've got major issues, we've got 8 people that pray And what happens is he's going to get up and give some testimonies of the prayers. If you just gave of the last 3 months, the prayers, just give four, he'll give a couple of testimonies and you'll see the results. But you've got to pray in faith, nothing doubting. Okay. So then six, the devil has no anti-missile prayer answer. He doesn't have that shield that they got in Israel when they're shooting missiles and this is stopping them. What's that called? The dome. He doesn't have one of those against your prayer. He had no answer to Jesus' prayer. And remember how often Jesus went to pray? Remember? He separated himself. He went and prayed. But the disciples couldn't stay awake for 1 hour. He prayed for hours and hours. And he came back to them three times and said, what? You're asleep already? You need to watch and pray lest you fall into temptation. He said, my house is a house of prayer. Don't make it a den of thieves. Pray. We need to pray. God told us to pray. God himself prayed. He prayed and he prayed and he prayed. He even said to Peter, Satan has come and he wants to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you. Did he not say that? The apostle Paul said, I covet your prayers. Why would he covet your prayers if they were just wishing and hoping? Prayer is powerful, man. Prayer is powerful. Now, prayer, I'm going to tell you, prayer is not only this, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And prayer is not only this, Lord Jesus, I'm in trouble. Oh, help me, Jesus. That's not only, that is one form of prayer. But do you know when you fellowship with God, when you're having a communion with God, when you're conversing and communicating with God, that's a great form of praying. Amen. I'm telling you, I've seen some of the greatest prayer was Jesus help as well. And the person got delivered. So prayer can come down different ways. But he's got no anti-prayer missile. It's going to get to God. And God is going to answer a prayer that's full of faith and belief. Amen. Well, isn't faith and belief the same thing? No, it's not. Faith is coming to you now because you're going to see scriptures and you're hearing the word of God. So faith is coming, right? So, and I said so before as well. So we've all got a lot of faith because we've been in church, we've been in Sundays, Wednesdays, Bible, TBN, you name it. So we've got a lot of faith. But you're still not seeing answers to certain things you're asking God for. That doesn't mean that you don't have faith. It just means there's a presence of unbelief. You don't believe what you're saying in faith. You don't believe faith. Sometimes you don't believe the word. And ultimately, you don't believe God. I mean, this is the advanced class, right? You don't believe God. Because if he said it, this kind of prayer is unstoppable. When you've got faith, the devil cannot stop me from praying. That, remember, he tried to stop Daniel. Yeah. Do you remember that? And Daniel was on his knees praying, and they came and said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, this man that you like so much, he's praying to his God, and he's not bowing down to you. Remember that? Yeah. Let's throw him in the lion's den. No, there wasn't Nebuchadnezzar. There was the other one. The one after Nebuchadnezzar, I forget his name now. Nebuchadnezzar was with the three, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Remember that? There was Nebuchadnezzar. They won't worship you and pray to you. They said, you can do what you like. We're not going to pray to you. We're praying to our God. So he threw them in the fire. And they said, we see a fourth man in the fire with them. And the fourth man looks like the Son of God. Now all of a sudden, Nebuchadnezzar's getting revelation. The fourth looks like the Son of God. Amen. Hello. Amen. I mean, really, they said, no, we're not going to pray anywhere else. We're praying there. Daniel, throw him in the lion's den. He won't pray to you. He's praying to other, his own God. Throw him in the lion's den. And the next morning they came in, and the lions were all at ease and peaceful. But then they took the ones that were praying to the wrong God and threw them in. And the Bible says before their bones hit the ground, they were devoured. I mean, come on, prayer is humongously powerful. What that's telling you is you never, ever, ever have to lose. It's the truth. You don't have to lose. And I can pray anywhere, anytime. I've got a weapon that is so powerful that Jesus, after he used it, he used to walk on water. He used to raise the dead. He used to multiply the loaves. He prayed nonstop. Amen. Come on, guys. We've got to get a hold of this. I mean, really, we're not like a one-armed bandit. Maybe I get lucky. Casino gospel. Oh, I got two strawberries and an apple. Or whatever it is. I've seen them things somewhere. Let's go again. Maybe my prayer hits something. We like that, you know, we like I'm mighty. You know, you're like one of those pirate guys. We're just a wishing and a hoping. Gospel casino, give me three sevens. Give me three sevens. Oh, SWAT, give me three sevens. Lost all my money. That's how we get. That's what we think of prayer. No, prayer hits the mark every single time. And if it's done in faith and belief, it produces results. That means I never have to lose ever. Oh, come on. Pastor, you can't seriously mean that. Well, 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, thanks be to God who always, always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, we're not alone. We're not like cut off. We've got the answer. Pray. Wow. I think it's powerful. And we are armed and dangerous prayer warriors. Say, I am armed and dangerous. And you know what? This world needs some Christians who know they're armed and dangerous. Amen. Amen. And I'm telling you what, someone was talking to me today, I couldn't remember who, but saying that it's a year of the woman as well. The women are going to rise up. I think you and your wife were talking to me. The year of the women are going to rise up. And have you seen all of these women out there saying what they're saying? Totally bonkers. Yes. We're going to need the Christian armed and dangerous woman to stop them in their tracks. Stop it in their tracks. We can stop that stuff. I'm telling you, but we've got to get some faith and belief. And we've got to stretch ourselves. And we've got to step up and take the plate now. Amen. And we've got to swing that bat until we hit a homer. Amen. And if you miss, swing again. Amen. And if you miss, swing again. Amen. And if you miss, swing again. Amen. Until you hit a home run. Because my dad is the umpire. Amen. So, but we are in a war against some evil forces. But we're stronger than the evil forces. We keep thinking. You know, we keep thinking. You remember this. The Bible says in Psalm 8, he says, what is man that you're mindful of him, yet you have created him a little lower than the angels? That's what it says in the King James. Now, if you do a study on that word angels, you're going to see in the Strong's Concordance, the word angels there is actually Elohim. Elohim is God. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. People don't know that. If you look up in actual fact, probably in the Amplified, it tells you Elohim. If you look in other translations, you'll see Elohim. But we've got it in our head that we're lower than the angels. We're not. We're not. We're children of God. They are not. They're creations and they cannot be children of God. They cannot sing the song of the redeemed. Do you understand? The angels who fell with Lucifer are not going to get saved. Come on, listen to me. And if I am a little lower than God, it means God first, me second, angels third. Amen. And Satan is a fallen angel. Amen. Come on. Amen. Who's got control here? Oh, no, but he'll make us believe otherwise because TV is plastering all the time. That sickness is coming. That disaster is coming. These terrorists are in town. This is happening. That's happening. And they're just bombarding us. And then fake news telling us so many lies that we start believing the lies out there and we forget who we are and what we can do. The devil's not stronger than us.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more.